Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Thank you, Farad, and to my baby boomer friends, top of the morning to you. This is our special St. Patrick's Day edition, and what we wanted to do is talk about all things St. Patrick's Day, even though none of the three of us are Irish. Well, I'm hearing music. That must be from our special guest. We'll get to him in a little bit. First of all, let me introduce my two partners from the great state of Indiana, home of Vice President Pence, for whatever that's worth. It's the Aristotle of comedy, Tim Slagle.
A frightening new statistics show that 3% of all those infected with coronavirus within a year will vote Democrat.
And speaking of Democrats, here's our token from the Mile High City of Denver, Colorado, Carolyn Strauss.
Yeah, and orange is not the new green. So given that this is our St. Patrick's Day episode, yeah, we have to go green, Tim. We have to.
Well, unless you're Protestant, in which case you go orange.
You go orange, yeah.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, man, you got to catch up on your world history, sister. Northern Ireland is not green. It's orange.
But it's not. But they can't grow citrus fruit there because it's way too cold. I don't understand. I thought Florida was orange.
Wait, what do you mean no citrus? They have red potatoes.
There you go. The guy in the White House is orange. But, you know, all that set aside, we decided to do something very special for St. Patrick's Day. You know, we'd like to spend the next 30 minutes just drinking and starting a fight. But as you can tell from the music that you're hearing now, we have a very special guest. His name is Patrick, and Patrick is a real live leprechaun. Patrick, are you there? Can you hear me?
Patrick. Wait a minute. Okay, pull the sheet. Hey, Evelyn, pull the sheet. Here, I think, can you see me now?
Oh, yes, we can.
I was listening to all what you're saying here. Very, very interesting, except for the part where, well, whatever.
Patrick is a real live leprechaun. I believe you're a member of Leprechaun 107, the union.
There is no union. I'm retired. Have you not heard? I mean, did I get this spot and you not be told the truth about my actual status of employment? I've been retired for 4 years.
Wow. What? And so you have no leprechaunish duties anymore?
Well, yeah, still I'm passing all right. I don't need a laxative. Is that what you mean?
I mean, do you have any leprechaun duties? Do you hide the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? Anything like that?
We hide the pot. I mean, I you're half right. I mean, that makes you half right, being optimistic.
The smoking of the green.
So, Patrick, what can you tell us about being a leprechaun? What have you done in the past? What have you seen in your leprechaunish career that, you know, really stands out among the Irish?
Well, I think that maybe the best thing was when the Keebler family moved out. And I put my shillelagh collection into the big tree. You know, those hollow trees can add a whole, just a bunch of things. So I said, aye, that's you, you're moving out. And other than that, it's regular duties for a leprechaun day.
Now, you mentioned your shillelagh. What exactly is a shillelagh?
Is he really asking me these questions?
Well, yeah, I'm not a leprechaun myself, so I just was curious for our listeners if they didn't know what a shillelagh was.
It's a thing that you go down the side of a mountain on the snow with. That's a shillelagh. Oh, the shillelagh's on. It's a stick. It's a stick covered with usually shamrock paste or shellacking. So when someone says, take the shillelagh and give him a good shellacking, that's what he means. It's a stick. Someone use it as a crutch. Some would use it as a hockey stick for those that do that. I personally keep mine just in the Keebler tree where it belongs.
Okay. So, Patrick, I heard that there are no female leprechauns. Is that true?
Well, darling, there are. But let me say, we keep them away for safekeeping because we treasure them like large jewels. They like something you would really find at the end of a rainbow or perhaps shopping at the mall.
So what do the female leprechauns look like? Do they too have, facial hair and things like that?
Well, they don't. I mean, I'm a little bit of a hairy guy, as you can tell. But, I'm maybe plus de hair, as I say in French. But the women they're beautiful. They're tiny. They've got a tiny waist. And, ears a little bit more delicate than my own. And not nearly as hairy. So, the sales of the epilate and the nail products and those things, they're not big in Ireland. Most of the girls, they eat a lot of potatoes. So, as we say, they've got pretty faces. And sometimes you'll just see a sign like a special. It'll just say plus sizes.
Ah, okay. And I'm sure they all have good personalities, too.
Some of them do, but, a lot of them, some Irish people, believe it or not, drink too much.
No.
It's true. I thought myself it was a fable because my own mother, I never knew that she drank. What it was because I never saw her sober. And when I did, let me tell you, that was like, it was like Boxing Day. I saw him, my father. Here's a picture of my father. It's a picture of him. It kind of brings tears to my eyes when I look at him, but that's a picture of him. They were fighting. They were fighting. And then I said, "Father, what's wrong with her? What's her?" And he said, "Oh, she's been drinking, you know." I said, "You can't. My mommy's been drinking." So they drink a little bit. That's one thing that's not known about the girls.
Ah, okay. Let me just stop and say right now for you listeners, this is a podcast that would be best watched or taken in by video. And you can see it on our YouTube site, Another Day Above Ground, because this is a beautiful thing. The man is really a leprechaun. You can tell it just by looking at him, and we're really happy to have you here. Do you drink yourself, Patrick? Do you drink much yourself nowadays?
Well, I'm not that flexible. But I do a little bit of drinking, but by the way, let me just tell you, if the people are sitting here listening and they're not looking on the World Wide Web of YouTube, and they could gaggle it for one another
gaggle it.
Yes, on the World Wide Web. If you could do that, I'm just going to tell you, especially for the ladies, since I'm alone now, I could tell them I look a lot like Liam Neeson, if you could use your imagination.
If I close my eyes, you look exactly like him, Patrick. It's true.
Well, listen to this, though. Listen to this. Even the voice. I've been working on this. Listen, you just make it come to life. I don't know who you are, but just if you're calling for ransom, I don't have any money. But what I do have is a very particular set of skills. Skills that I've honed for many, many years. See, it makes it seem just like him.
I could have sworn we had him as a guest.
That was from that movie Take Two or something like that. I don't drink much myself. And when I'm a clean living man. It's me and, every once in a while I dig into the Lucky Charms and I'll squeeze the Yellow Moon juice out of them. A lot of people don't know that the Yellow Moon juice has a kick to it.
I have a question, Patrick. I heard that if you catch a leprechaun, he will give you 3 wishes in order to be set free. So have you ever been caught? And what did people ask for to get set free?
Well, I was caught once. And I said to them, look, I don't need to be set free. All I need is a proper meal, a proper woman, a proper tree. And I'm happy to be where I am. But I would grant three wishes because I can.
Wow.
I can do it. That's part of me work.
Now, speaking of wishes, does that have anything to do with the shamrocks? I heard that those have some sort of special meaning, the shamrock.
Yeah, well, you might know that I have these that I use. This is a shamrock on a stick. And I use these sometimes. Sometimes I'll tap them, and if you look how they blend into the background. This is called shamrock camouflage.
Very nice.
Can't even see it. But you bring it out, and then the magic happens. And I'll say something like, oh, you laughed at me, Lucky Charms, or one of these things, which I hate saying. I also don't like singing Danny Boy. I don't like saying any, don't say to me, don't say St. Patty's. That's just wrong, St. Patty's. But these can grant a wish. And you notice, Carolyn, there are one, two, and as they say in France, three of them.
That's great. Wow. Yeah. You know, what did one shamrock say to the other when they saw a leprechaun? Look, clover here. Clover here.
Wow.
Clover.
Wow. I'd like to make a wish now, Patrick.
Okay. This is like calling a friend, and I'm your friend right now. Yeah, that was that, you deaf bugger. That was something there. That was must be big time Irish comedy. I like it though. I use it myself.
Yeah, you can have that. You certainly can. Now, is there any rules of that leprechauns live by, or any code of ethics that you would pass along to us of do's and don'ts?
Sure. Don't stink.
Well, that's always good for no matter who you are. Try not to stink.
Have you flown anywhere?
Yeah.
So yes. That's why I say this. Here's the answer. Irish thing. It's manly. It's manly. But my ex-wife used to say, it's manly, yes, but I like it too. And look at, I could show you here. They don't pay me to do this, but look at this. These green and white stripes.
Wow.
They ensured long deodorant protection.
It's a beautiful thing. Is that endorsed by the Leprechaun Society?
Oh, hardly anybody uses it because it stinks like a mashed clover and headache.
So much for that sponsorship idea. Thanks, Patrick.
No, it's amazing. I don't need that sponsorship because the Nike one opened up out of nowhere. I didn't say anything. Okay, they're giving me notes like, no, don't go there. I didn't go anywhere. But yeah, hygiene, don't stink. There's no need. My papa used to say, soap is cheap. That's it. Soap is cheap.
Wow, that should be inscribed somewhere on a bar of soap, maybe.
Yeah, well, I would, but I'm going to make this one into a gun in case I get into the Jimmy one time. But just stay clean. You get in the shower, lather up, and have the crack, as they say.
Well, that's a different problem. I don't believe it's over in Ireland. But
well, that's only
joke,
that's
right?
Actually only if you drop it.
Try it. You guys are really catching the hang of this now.
Leprechauns eat?
Lucky Charms they truly are magically delicious.
Yeah.
And they've got green, green clovers, yellow moons, pink hearts, all that. And this one here, this is my favorite because on the back of the box, it also has a wee bit of a puzzle.
So yeah, on the back of Lucky Charms, yeah.
What I do is I take the box, I pour it out in a bowl, and I separate the yellow moons to make into whiskey. Actually, it's on my waiver. No yellow moons in the Lucky Charms in the green room. And all rooms, by the way, all rooms in my house are a green room.
Hey, is that what you looked like when you were young? The picture on the box?
Oh, heavens.
Very cute.
Heavens, no, I was never this cute. I was ugly coming out of the chute. But you notice here, they, it's all inclusive now. That's all I'm going to say. If you look, they don't just have yellow
rainbow. Oh, yeah.
They have a rainbow, which is, I would guess that means there might be some a crushed up Kermit the Frog in here. You know, they're like, why are there so many songs about rainbows? You know, I don't know why they put new things in a Lucky Charm. It's not like you're going to get any luckier.
What about Irish stew? You know, is there anything new in that? I've always found that to be distasteful.
That was that a joke?
No, I find it to be rather stanky, quite honestly, Irish stew.
I must be honest, when I first heard of Irish stew, I thought, well, it's not normal for us. We worry about everything. And it didn't occur to me that it was actually a dish. Now, you know, we have good food here. It's not like haggis and what they have in Scotland. But the food is pretty normal now. I mean, there are people like McDonald's and the KFC, which they call here the KFNC, but it's the same stuff.
But do they have McDonald's because of the Shamrock Shake?
Well, they have a Shamrock Shake, and they say, they told me the other day, get this, Miss Galen. They said, oh, I'm sorry, we were out of that because it's not seasonal. I said, it's Ireland, you stupid damn mother. When is it a not seasonal? To have a Shamrock Shake in Ireland. Come on again, and I'll beat you further than Paul has. Stop at. And I would I'll stick the heat in you. You'll have a hard time getting out of here. I'll hit you so hard your kids will be dizzy. And then he said to me, sir, would you like maybe a soda? Then I went crazy. They have the McDonald's. Hey, that's you. You nailed it right on the green head.
Well, I can understand. You know, I went into a restaurant one time, asked for American cheese, and they said they're out of it. I said, this is America. How can you be out of American cheese? It's like being out of...
If it makes you feel happy, the same thing happened to me in Switzerland.
Ever try to get toast in France?
I know it. They call it pain gris there. And that, it's another one of those French words that means nothing but shite. That's all I'm saying. You know, I don't like to use the party language, but some of the things they say there, French toast, free, I'm going, Lord, Lord, help them. And please, could you, while you're doing it, Lord, can you remind them of this? That's all. A little hygiene goes a long way, especially on a crowded bus.
Patrick, now, can you do a jig?
I can do a jig. Yes.
You can?
Yes. But
that's
right now, I've got my brace on because I did a little falling down. You know, we have rock walls all out behind the farm and everything. My dad and his grandfather made them. And they're still standing. They don't have a bit of concrete in them. But if you run during the night and you might have had a drink or two, I'm not saying or not, sometimes you can trip. So I've got my wee brace on my leg today. Otherwise, I'd jig it up for you. I'd get jiggy with it. Sure I would. Why not? I mean, why not?
Now, St. Patrick is famous, I believe, if I remember the story, right? He drove all of the lawyers out of Ireland.
Well, except for one or two, I believe. I don't know the truth of it. I don't know. Dolan, he's still in. A couple of the other ones. Other than that, I don't have a problem with attorneys. I'll tell you that. They've got me out of some tight places.
Well, do you get in scrums with the law as a leprechaun? You don't have any kind of an amnesty deal?
Not usually. You know why? I take it in my own hands. I say, I'll stick it in you. Come on, I'll roll you out. You won't even know your own children when you hit the floor running. I'll roll you like Tommy Cooper's top hat. You'll be that flat. When I finish with you, then I'll put a hurting on you.
Well, at least you give them a fair warning. And that's what is important.
I do. And this is what I was saying. And my attorney had to reiterate for 50,000 quid. He had to say the same thing I was saying at the fight scene and at the death scene.
Wow.
Like, what? I knew he was behind me when I pulled the car back.
Hey, I'm not going to get really personal or anything, but are you a fairy?
No. She means that in the best possible use, as in...
Well, I'm not, but my husband is.
Okay. No, I thought leprechauns were fairies. That's what I read about you. I did research.
Oh, let me say this, Carolyn. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Not all people from Ireland are leprechauns, and not all leprechauns are fairies. Just like real people. Oh. That's just the way. I don't make up the makeup of the make. I'm not the makeup maker. The makeup maker makes up the makeup of the make, and I only make of it what I can. So now you've made this. I say the makeup of the maker is maybe not what I've made it to be, but you have made it to be, and there's nothing to make of it.
So the answer would be no, he's not a fairy.
Right.
It's because he likes to wear makeup. That's, you know, don't ask, don't tell, hashtag me too.
Boy, this kind of show makes you want to have a sip of something, doesn't it?
Yeah, I got another joke for you. What happens when a leprechaun falls in the ocean?
Well, I have no idea. I've never heard this one today.
He gets wet. I didn't see that one coming, did you?
I got a second wish now, don't I, Patrick?
Tim, you're hardly saying anything. I think you want to stay legally out of this, and I understand. I can turn you on to Mr. Dolan. He can help you.
So, Patrick, what can you tell me about the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? Because I could really use one right now.
Let me tell you. Do you have a financial problem, or you're just greedy?
I'm just greedy. Okay. I'm fine.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Good. Because if you have a financial problem, let me tell you, the amount in the pot of gold will never be enough. Now, let me say this. You don't shop needlessly, do you? I mean, you don't go on the channel and go onto, like, Home Shopping Network or anything and buy a bunch of stuff. All right, let me ask you. Let me say this. Have you saved up any potatoes?
I have. I could go to the store and buy potatoes. I don't have potatoes. They're high carb.
This love is what we call waiting for not a bad day, but a lucky day. Save your potatoes, because you will remember there was a potato famine at one time, and everybody said, oh, I had a lot of potatoes yesterday. So now I wish I wouldn't have put my eggs in one basket, and I could have had some room to put some potatoes in. So to answer your question about the pot of gold, I have seen the pot of gold with my own eyes. And let me say, there's enough gold there, and there's enough abundance, and there's enough money to last you a lifetime. And there's one for every one of you at the end of the rainbow. Either that, or you can eat a pack of Skittles.
I don't think that's true. I've eaten many packs of Skittles, and it doesn't work.
Wait, did you read the packaging? Open at other end.
Oh,
that's the secret.
Damn, I've been opening the wrong end.
And your luck is running backwards. Your luck is running backwards. That's like, that is like sucking the Blarney Stone. You're doing it backwards.
I thought the Blarney Stone liked it that way.
Oh, well, now we're getting so far off track. I think we're
out
of
Ireland. Did I show you this?
And to Iceland.
The Blarney Stone. I don't know the Blarney Stone's personal preference, but if I hear what I would say right now would be some alcohol swabs would be a good idea today. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
because no one needs to go into Dublin and then take a takeoff and then go to, you know, wherever you got to get, and then they go on. A lot of people, they come to Ireland to get to Scotland. Can you believe that?
No.
Well, that's where they're building a bridge. They're building a bridge from Ireland to Scotland.
What?
A bridge.
And they're putting it together with tape.
Scotch tape.
Speaking of which, look at this.
It's magic. It says on it, magic.
This is blatant. Oh, something dropped here. Hang on. Oh, I Well, let me pick it up.
Scotch tape, by the way, doesn't taste anything like the way it sounds.
I know. I dropped my liver here.
You were talking about the Blarney Stone before, and that's it's my understanding that that's what you kiss for good luck. But yeah. Then also, Blarney also is another metaphor for something that comes out of a cow, or a bull specifically.
Yes, that's why they call Blarney hogwash, because it also comes out of a pig. So if someone's speaking Blarney, they'll say, oh, that's hogwash. And right. Hogwash is really hog turds. I don't mean like 33 in a turd. I mean the hogwash turd. So if, for instance, I could say, oh, the Scotch tape is really invented by the Scots. You could say that's a bunch of Blarney. But you could also say that is a bunch of hogwash, which means exactly what you're talking about there, Mr. Tim. So you are correct, and circle gets a square.
Yeah, right. But what does that have to do with the Blarney Stone? I mean, is that like a kidney stone then?
Yes, exactly. There was one big boy, he dropped that one day, and he, first of all, the people said, oh my God, I've never seen him do that before. And he was so happy. He said, this is going to make the bus ride back to Dublin so much easier on me, Elsa. And so Elsa went over and kissed it. And behind her were a lot of Asian people. And they were on the same tour. And they said, if she kissed it, I guess I should kiss it. And then everybody, you know, it was like an Asian lemming fest. Everybody kept jumping, doing the same thing as the person in front of them. So that's exactly correct. And once again, Tim boy is got something up there, let me tell you.
Oh yeah. Yep. He's got plenty up there. That's why we call him Aristotle, you know, who was a famous Irish philosopher. But I'm trying to think of anything else that I would have a question for. What's the weirdest thing in all the? I don't know how old you are. Leprechauns live.
How old are you?
Well, in human years, I would be 103.
Oh.
But okay. I'm actually 103 and a third. And that's the numerical third this time, not the pig hogwash third. How did we get talking about pig third anyway? I don't think.
No idea.
I mean, it's funny and it's fun. And let's face it, it exists. No one eats a pork chop and says, hey, I wonder if they rinse this off or not.
Oh, but, God.
It happens. What are you, a vegetarian or something? You don't have to worry. With these green and white stripes are for long, long deodorant protection. They're also disinfectant, my love. Don't worry about a little pig dog.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But the question, Mr. Dale.
Yes. Oh, you want a question from me?
No, you said you had a question.
Oh, I did. But then it got lost amongst the pig turds, so I really don't.
Pig turds, you guys.
I didn't put the. I called it hogwash, Miss Carolyn. They put it into a clearly a northern perspective.
Do you play the bagpipes by any chance?
I do. As soon as my octopus gets done doing whatever he's doing with it, hey, X gets a square. this would be a good time for Wailing Flowers to be around and ruin the whole game.
And Madam.
Yes, I personally don't talk to puppets.
Well, then you wouldn't be any good in politics. Anyhow, we have pretty much come to the end of our show, Patrick, and we really appreciate you being here. Do you have possibly any final words or songs?
I have a final question. Is there anything we can do this St. Patrick's Day to be luckier, to get lucky?
Do you mean this in a lottery kind of way or a Tinder kind of way?
I meant it more in a universally leprechaun karma kind of way.
She's looking for a Tinder date who just won the lottery.
Oh, my God. He won the lottery. He doesn't have to be on Tinder.
Don't believe him. Don't believe him if they tell you that some people will do it just to attract you. I understand there are people that are they're not right on that that show, on that channel, on the World Wide Web, if you daggle it. But if you want to be lucky, just live your life your best. It's not luck, it's more love. And that is in itself probably about the naffest, sappiest thing I've ever seen in my life. You'll only be as lucky. Buy a lottery ticket like everyone else. Irish Lottery is still running.
Okay, well, if you don't mind, Patrick, if you could play us out with a little tune on your banjo there while we say goodbye. So, you know, that real loud.
Okay, well,
yeah,
good
that's
play.
Pretty good.
How about a little bit of the Boogie Fever?
Yeah.
Got the Boogie Fever.
Well, my friends, as you can tell, Patrick is going to play for the rest of the day. He's a real live leprechaun, and we appreciate you listening to us and hope you have a very, very happy St. Patrick's Day. Any parting words, Tim?
No. I don't even want to give my website out.
Oh, okay. He's proud of this show. Carolyn, how about you?
Please go to our YouTube channel, Another Day Above Ground on YouTube, and share this with all of your friends who have 30 minutes to spare.
Really, that's the only thing we want to ask, is we don't charge for this, except we want you to share it with at least one other person. Call one of your baby boomer friends, show them how to download a podcast, go to our website, anotherdayaboveground.com. It's very easy from there, but we really want, you know, because to get the quality of guests that we have, you know, it's not cheap. And, you know, fortunately, you know, Patrick is stuck between the pound and the euro or something right now. So we're just going to give him a check. Anyhow, go to daleurban.com to see the Friday funnies and sign up there. We really enjoy you listening. Please share this with everybody you know so we can stay on the air. I sound like a preacher now. And have a great St. Patrick's Day. We'll see you next week on Another Day Above Ground. Bye-bye.
Boy, you then.
Okay, Patrick left.
Well, I'm still here. I just taking a wee drink.
And that's it for Another Day Above Ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.